Hi, this is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy. I'm a remote digital content manager. You're very welcome to this week's podcast, where I discuss writing for your business, inspiration, and the right mindset to write for your business. We will imagine you own a hairdresser, and during COVID-19, many of your customers have had disastrous haircuts and hair colours, just like myself. And you want to write a blog post to get attention of how your business can help people like me with a disastrous hair color. So what do you do? Number one, you want a hook. You want a hook to get my attention. That is your headline. It needs to be good. Because if your headline to your blog post isn't good, of course, I will not click the link to read your blog post. The next thing, how do we read a blog post? Most of us will scan, we'll read the sub-headlines, then say, is that of interest? And then if it is, we read the blog post. The intro, show me affinity. You understand what it's like to have a bad hair color. And also what I can expect by reading your blog post. The main copy, about bad haircuts, hair colours, how you solve it, etc. The conclusion, your happy customer, how you source it. What is the objective for you and your business for writing this blog post? Do you now have an online shop and you sell a product to help with bad home hair colours? Or do you want to direct me to make an appointment to go to your hairdresser? So what is your plan objectives? When you're writing this blog post, think of your best customer. I went to the hairdresser last week and nearly all the customers were around the same age. So who are your best customers? Are they a certain age? They live in a certain area, certain interest, challenge, whatever. Because the more you can think about them writing the blog post, the more it will get their attention and people like your best customers. You're in business to get customers. You're starting a business. You don't have your best customer now. Think of your ideal customer. Think of them as a person, their needs, their challenges, etc., and write to them. Another thing a lot of people say to me is, how do I get ideas to write about blog posts? I don't know what to write. Here's a tool to give you inspiration and ideas, and that's a HubSpot blog ideas generator. What is that? You have, for example, a garden center. You can't think what to write for your garden center. What you would do is you would type garden center into the blog ideas generator, and it will come back to you with ideas for writing a blog post about garden centers. Recently, I wrote an article about the future of remote work. Why did I do that? I work for business owners. At the moment, business owners with COVID-19 have a lot of concerns. One is about their staff working remotely, are they being productive, etc. And also, when COVID passes, will we be working remotely, etc. And that blog post gave me an opportunity to say my thoughts about remote work. And obviously, it did what I wanted because I got feedback from business owners because of that blog post. Now, you're writing a blog post. What you do is save it as a draft. Go off, have a cup of coffee, do your other work, go for a walk, whatever. And then go back to it. And you will find you might have missed something very important. The sentences are too long and not as easy to understand as you thought initially. Then save that draft, go off, do something else. And then go back to it again. Usually I find I do that 3 times. Another tool to help you when you're at the proofreading stage of your blog post is grammaring. And that will help you with your grammar and your spelling. I will add the two tools I've recommended in this podcast to a blog post on my site. Another thing that I find very noticeable is I can speak to someone, and when I speak to them, they can explain very clearly about their business, their skills, what they offer. And then all of a sudden, you ask them to do it in written form, and they feel they have to use big words, complicated English, and you could get an email after having a conversation, feeling you understand that person's business. Then you get an email and it's just confusing. So think about simple, clear English, because if your blog post is hard to understand, what happens? People will click out of your website. If they click out of your website, you're losing an opportunity for somebody to learn more about you and your business. So be careful. Look at that English. Is it easy to understand? This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, and to learn more about me, visit digitalcontentmanager.ie. I write blog posts, I create PDFs, and I design WordPress websites. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you the best with your writing. And obviously, if you need any help, please do not hesitate to contact me. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy from digitalcontentmanager.ie. Take care. Bye.